Kathy Raines, an organizational development at the State Department, thoughtfully challenged my post last week about how military heroes seldom act in a solitary way, but instead depend heavily on leading by two. She asked the two-part question, what's a step I can take, and with whom, as my partner buddy? I answer them in reverse order. My short answer to with whom is, know your greatest natural challenge and find your greatest complementary match. Although I try to stay away from politics, I see President Trump and Vice President Pence as this type of complementary match. The former is a risk taker, historically non or bipartisan, highly malleable to create a deal, quite willing to wield power firmly and profane. Pence is anything but these. He is predictable, ideological, straight-laced, and even-keeled. Great partners in leading by two engage and exploit their differences. I make no judgment on how well that's happening here. But perhaps closer to home in our lives, you might consider complementary pairings like these. Risk embracing versus risk averse. Younger versus older. Insider versus outsider. Numbers person versus word crafter. Or you could look at the four Myers-Briggs polls as well. Outgoing versus reflective. Big picture versus detailed. Relationship-oriented versus task-oriented, and discoverer versus decider. Through difference, we both expand our reach, and we can also learn to develop in areas we are less strong. For example, my wife, who plans, executes, and finishes, complements me in my tendencies to improvise, create, take a second look. Yet, I can see that sometimes I really need to be like Jen. Kathy's other question was, what's a step I can take? Here I would simply say, invite a relationship. Ask them for their input, or invite them into a project, or ask if they'd be interested in your help, where you think you can contribute and you would like to simultaneously learn. My eyes, for example, are peeled these days for a strong linear thinker and executor. I have ideas aplenty, and I get inspired and can inspire others with them. But prioritizing and building a step-by-step plan? Well, it's as if I just don't have those chips in my brain. Someone with those skills can do great things with me as we both lead with our best selves.